You're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
Today we ride the road from junk to gem, trash to treasure, and lost to found.
We discover hidden gems from flea markets to roadside fairs with the rebellious design decorators Amy and Jolie Sykes of HGTV's Junk Gypsies.
It's wheels up and time to get some gravel in our travel.
The journey begins right now on my Fix It Up Life. Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at rebuildingtogether.org.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet-dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
Listen to your heartbeat, feel your pulse. He's trapped me up.
Inside my Fix It Up Life with my beautiful wife, Teresa.
And my oh-so-handsome Fix It Up husband, Mark.
And we're taking our trash and making it treasure today.
We are making trash into treasure, and we're talking to some experts today to help us get going because, well, we like to use cutoffs from projects, and we like to reuse old things from that we find around our house. We don't do a lot of, like, going out and what Mark
like,
wants to do,
like seeking it out.
Seeking it out.
Yeah, like if we come across what I mean, you name it, a window weight, an old window sash, some framing in our remodeling activities, like we can kind of see, hey, that can be art. But they actually are two guests.
Yes.
And the Junk Gypsies from HGTV have made it their careers.
Yeah, they can actually go out and seek these treasures all throughout America, and then they actually make some really cool stuff out of them. So, you know, I'm always inspired by everything that I see when we're doing a project or, you know, just walking around in general in life and looking at houses and buildings. And, you know, I'm always trying to make little crafty things out of unusual objects too. So what they do for their jobs and their living is like making actual awesome things out of things that people abandoned. It's pretty cool. And I'm so excited to talk to them and kind of get like their whole strategy mojo vibe from them, because like
which one, their strategy, their mojo, or their vibe?
All of it.
All three might not be available.
They well, you know what I kind of really like too is that the Junk Gypsies, you can buy gear from them on their website. Did you know that?
I did know that, and again, we don't plan this. The stuff you see on Abandoned, the things he rescues.
Yeah.
You know, like I saw it recently. There was a bell from a. I don't even know what it was. It was a Masonic lodge, I think. This giant bell. You can buy that stuff.
You can buy it on his website?
If it's on Abandoned, you can buy it on their website.
Is it on the National Geographic website or on his website?
His website. Their website. He works with
his
wife.
And what's their website?
ReclaimedRelics.com.
Oh, very cool. And so like you can also go on the Junk Gypsies website, which is JunkGypsyBlog.com. And they sell cool things that are reused, but they also sell cool things too, like they have like dream catchers and like this gypsy teepee.
Well, they've got a whole like fashion line.
And like they've got these like cowgirl ruffle pants and leopard steering wheel cover and some like really cool, fun, funky stuff that you can sort of like infuse into your daily life and kind of become like a part of the whole Junk Gypsy experience.
I want to be part of the Junk Gypsy experience. I'm going to ask them for a t-shirt.
You're gonna ask them for you can buy one on their website.
Hi, it's me, Mark. Can I have a free t-shirt?
Seriously?
Well, no, all this kind of puts me in mind of the Artisan's Asylum, where I did those videos for Popular Mechanics and Radio Shack up outside of Boston.
Okay.
Now,
those are a bunch of, like, they're make people. Like, they make stuff.
Yeah, it's in this new maker category, and the breadth of stuff that they make in that place, it's 35,000 square feet. I can't possibly go into all of it. But there were so many things that so many anonymous people made. Like there was a robot. I'm making my finger quote.
Wait. Anonymous people?
Well, yeah, they're not on TV.
They don't have the little name tag that says, my name is Bob.
They don't have a storefront. We shot at night, so maybe nobody, not maybe nobody was there. Mostly nobody was there. So, and one of the places that we set up to do our interview for the Popular Mechanics guys who made the laser harp, right next to it was a robot piece of art that was made out of like a slot machine and a bunch of pipes and washers and wires. And it was awesome.
Now, did this Popular Mechanics thing, is that a video that people can watch?
It is. It's popularmechanics.com. And it's The Great Make, I think.
The Great Make. The Great Make. So you can go and check that out. And are there like clips of the different things that you're talking about there?
Yes.
We should put it up on our website.
We should put it up on our website.
Okay, we'll do that at myfixituplife.com. We'll put it up there and we can share it with everybody too.
But you also don't need to weld stuff together or go to abandoned properties or, you know, comb every roadside fair. You've made some awesome stuff out of things we have around the house, like old jeans and stuff.
Yeah. You know, one thing that we always try to do is try to reuse and upcycle the stuff that we have around our house from projects or just, you know, when you grow out of things, you know, constantly trying to figure out who to give our kids old clothes to and toys and things to. But, you know, I'm always trying to look at them with a different kind of eye and say, you know, what can we use to make that into something awesome that we could actually then use again? So, you know, I've made pillows out of some of Lexi's old skirts and kind of cool things like that. So there's always something you just got to look at it from a different perspective.
Well, we've got to look at taking a break from this perspective. We're going to do that now. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
Open-minded, you might be out of reach, but I am so overexcited to see you another team. Shut up!
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life, and it's Fix It Up Finds time.
It is Fix It Up Finds time. Nation, you're found, and I found the most famous wire you've never heard of.
Okay, the most famous wire I've never heard of?
Yeah, it's ridiculous that it should be famous wire. It's ridiculous that wire can be famous. But this stuff is super cool for upcycling projects.
Famous wire?
It is famous wire, which, like a soap opera, I will stop talking about now so you'll stay with me to find out at the end.
Well, I'm kind of curious. Is it like a tightrope wire, like you're going over the Niagara Falls or something?
No, it's not a tightrope wire.
Okay.
It's electric.
Like Evel Knievel's like driving over it or something?
Yes, Evel Knievel from his 70s or 80s is driving over it in a wheelchair motorcycle.
Yeah?
Yeah. No.
That would be really famous wire.
That would be famous wire, but no.
And then you could reuse that wire and make it into something really awesome.
Well, that's what this is. It's called sundial cloth-covered electrical wire.
Okay.
And it's just wire, but like, for example, we have a lamp that we inherited with this house when we bought it that's got a replacement cord in it. But old school, old fashioned vintage cords are braided.
Yes.
And they have these big, awesome plugs at the end.
Yes.
Well, if that's worn out, you can't just go buy another one, except that you can. You can get it here at Sundial Electrical Wire.
Oh, so this is a replacement wire for older fixtures.
Yes. Or you can...
I feel like I'm listening to an infomercial. Well, yeah. Wait, there's more.
Wait, there's more. Yeah. It also cooks turkey. So, yes, you can use it. So, like, if you come across a Victrola, a phonograph, an old fan, whatever it is, and it needs new wire, you can replace it with this vintage wire and this vintage cord so that the whole thing has a great look to it. But the other side of the coin is you can make your own custom pendant lamps, pendant lights, that have this braided, colorful, you can choose all kinds of different colors, I don't know how many they have, and make a pendant light that way, and it's textured, it's nice, nobody else is really going to have it.
Okay, so that you can make something kind of new look old.
Yes,
and then you can make something old look...
Old look new.
Okay, there
exactly.
You go.
And now, if, for example, you have a fan that you found, and I'm not making this up, and you need some information about it, you can go to the American Fan Collectors Association and get some information about your fan, how to fix it, what wire it would have, what color it would have, etc. But here's why Sundial Wire is famous. Movie and set designers call them all the time for designing sets, and it has shown up in movies like, I have to read the list, Water for Elephants, Sucker Punch, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Seabiscuit, King Kong, War of the Worlds, and it's been on TV on Fringe, Bones, and Heroes, among other shows.
Very cool.
That's huge.
So where can you find out information about it?
Sundialwire.com.
It's very cool.
Now, you have a find.
I have a find I can't wait to share with you because it's going to make you, I'm going to put you on your own money.
You said money. I'm now listening.
Did you know that you could actually legally make your own money in this country?
No.
You can legally make your own money in this country. I read this in Money Magazine.
Good magazine to talk about money.
Yes, it is. I love this magazine, and you can go online and you can check it out and read the article that I read. Because I've kept this for months, and I've just tucked it away because I was so excited about it. I didn't really know when to spring it on you, but I thought that this show would be the perfect opportunity.
Have you planted a money tree in the backyard?
No, but it's actually legal to make your own money. And whether or not you're thinking about the zombie apocalypse, or if you're just trying to be ironic and you want to print money with your own face on it, there's a couple things you have to do to make it be legal in this country.
Okay, the questions are piling up, but please continue.
Okay. To make it legal, you have to, first of all, make sure that it doesn't look anything like the money that currently you're using as U.S. currency.
Legal tender.
Yes. You have to make it look vastly
not
different.
Not like money.
You have to make it look vastly different than what the current currency looks like. And for examples, you can go on Money Magazine and you can check out a dozen different places that have made their own money. And they actually use them, and they're in circulation. For example, Seattle has more than $1 million worth of their life dollars have been exchanged since 2004. And then the Berkshires in Berkshire, Massachusetts, has 3 million Berkshires in circulation right now. And in Philadelphia, there's equal dollars, and you can earn them and swap them through community service.
So it's a service for the dollar? Is that how they have value? I'm not seeing all the pieces.
Well, they have, you can earn them. What you have to do is have people that are willing to use it to trade with it. So you can buy things in stores. Stores have to opt in to be able to trade with them.
Okay.
And so they have to have value. So a couple of things that the U.S. government wants you to do, if you do this, is to make sure that there is a exchange rate for U.S. currency, because they're going to tax you on those dollars. It's not a way of getting out of taxable income. You have to be able to claim this as a value that is, you know, relevant to U.S. currency, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, I get that. Okay, that makes sense.
So lots of people are already doing this, and they've been doing this for a long time. And it's more than just those little... the coupons that people do, or those little member cards that you have at the grocery store and every single place that you go to. These are things These are actually printed up paper currency.
I'm sorry.
That you can trade at, you can trade for at stores and services and between people too.
That's super cool, and I do have to point out that I did drift off because I was envisioning my face on a bill.
Really?
Yeah. And then the pyramid on the back, I'll make a little house.
Really?
But I'll cut the top of the... Timber frame it, cut the top of the gable off, and instead of an eye, the all-seeing eye, I'll put in an ear.
Okay.
The all-hearing ear.
The all-hearing ear. So what's your question?
I don't think I have one. Unfortunately, we do have to take a break, so we'll be back with more My Fix-It-Up Life.
Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci's weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
And you are back inside My Fix-It-Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
And I want to turn some trash to treasure.
You do.
And I also want that to be easier to say.
Well, I kind of want to become a junk gypsy because I think that whole, like, mojo, that whole thing is just, it's kind of like freeing and exciting, and it's eclectic and fun. It looks so much fun.
Well, we should go to Texas.
We should go to Texas.
Where the Junk Gypsies are, Amy and Jolie Sykes, who are the Junk Gypsies and have managed to turn the word junk and gypsy into not only an awesome design and decoration business, but a television show on HGTV. Amy and Jolie, how did you do that go?
Well, we don't know. We're very careful planning. We strategize. Now, you know what? We always say, Junk Gypsy, you could have never planned for this business and the whirlwind life it's been and all the magic that we feel because of it. So we don't know. Sometimes we just kind of stumbled into it and we decided we were going to figure out how to make the most of it. So
we adhere to the plan of not having a plan.
Oh, I like that.
That's good.
And working your booty off. Lots of sweat.
Well, that's really good, too. I like working your booty off because it keeps you in shape, too. It's healthy.
That's right. That's right. It really does. We call it junkercise.
Junkercise? Oh, I'm serious. That is awesome.
When does the exercise video hit YouTube?
No, really.
Soon. But we need a few people to help us out with it, so y'all should come on and do it with us.
We'll do it. I can spray paint something and then do 50 push-ups.
Yes, you can.
You're taking it a little too far there.
Yeah. we're talking about loading furniture.
We're kicking you out of our exercise group.
it's heavy manual labor.
Lots of manual labor.
Lots of manual labor. That's
but you're
right.
Good at that, Mark.
Well, what is the heaviest piece of junk that you have unjunked?
Oh, I'm glad our dad can hear
Thank
this right
you.
Now.
Dad is not in here.
He always says, do y'all have to buy the heaviest stuff known to mankind?
We buy lots of concrete, and we bought like that.
We did buy
a steel table we put in the craft room.
Yes. We bought a 12-foot-tall elephant one time.
What?
12-foot-tall white elephant, but it was actually fiberglass, so it wasn't as heavy as it looked. But we bought some carnival rides from the 1920s, and they're all, you know, they don't make them like that anymore. I mean, like steel and, you know, all American made, and I mean, those things are heavy. So that's probably our heaviest thing, old circus rides.
We just like really fun stuff. I mean, everything we like is sometimes maybe not completely practical, but for our store and for Junk Gypsy and for our tent,
It's lots of fun, and we just can't pass up fun things like that. And if this Junk Gypsy deal doesn't work out, we're going to start a traveling sideshow and make pizza and have our carnival. Right.
Oh, I love that.
Can I be the funnel cake guy?
You want to be the funnel cake guy?
I don't even know what funnel cake is.
Oh, really?
That's a carnival thing, right?
Yeah, I think it is. That is crazy. So, so now you're doing people's houses, and what's your house like? You know, what's your houses like? Or is it like carnival rides and everything that I'm seeing on your website and everything?
Well, our houses, I don't know about y'all, but our houses will never be finished because you seem to never take time to do your own stuff. But this is Amy talking. My house is pink, and my house is kind of crazy. But it's just me and my little girl. So we kind of have gone overboard on the cotton candy fluff, I guess.
Oh, wow.
And Amy's was actually featured on one of the HGTV episodes.
Oh, love that.
Now, is this the house that you moved?
Yes, that's it.
That is awesome.
Actually, that would be the heaviest thing we've ever bought.
Yes, that probably would easily be the heaviest thing we've ever bought.
And now we live in it, yes. And what's funny, though, is my daughter, her perspective of homes is if we go to the beach, she'll say, "Mommy, we should just move our house here to the beach." Like, in her mind, you can just pick up your house and move it.
Well, why can't you?
Well, apparently in your mind, you can do that too.
In your reality, you can. Now, and I love the stuff that you guys are selling on your website, junkgypsyblog.com. They're the cutest things, the little girl ruffled pants, and the leopard steering wheel cover is outrageous and so cool. And who even thinks of having a gypsy teepee?
We do not know. We had one at Miranda and Blake's wedding, so.
Okay.
That's kind of what brought that about.
Okay, because that's completely crazy. And I know that our kids would just die if we had that at our house.
That's true. And yeah. Also to live up to a promise I've given myself, I said I would ask you for a t-shirt.
Oh, seriously?
You got it. Consider it done.
Done. See, done.
Really?
Done.
Yeah.
Done. Uh-huh. No, you guys.
You really
have
want him representing you out in the world? I mean, seriously, you might want to reconsider that.
You might want to send that with a
contract. Well, he looks strong, so we're thinking we might get a little manual labor out of this.
He is strong. I rely on him to lift heavy things and move everything for me. So, yeah.
Yes, unfortunately, I've earned the title strong back, weak mom.
There is nothing wrong with that. Don't ever let anyone ever tell you different.
Oh, that's so kind of you.
Yeah.
Now I have a question that's a little bit complex. So between gypsyville.com, your antiques week, the designing, the decorating, the painting, the TV show, the constant hunt for treasures, what don't you do?
Get a pedicure? Oh, yeah. I haven't had a pedicure in 12 years. And we feel sorry for the next person that gives us one.
Well, I have a question, and I'm curious because I read that your parents own pizza parlors there, and are you sick of pizza, or are you still digking on all going out for pizza and bringing your daughter and the whole thing?
No,
oh my gosh,
pizza is our comfort food.
We love pizza.
Yeah, we can never have enough pizza. But we're slightly, sadly, we're a little bit of pizza snob.
Oh, really?
What's your
favorite pizza? Up in the pizza business, when you made pizzas pretty much every day of your life as a child, you know a good pizza from a not-so-good pizza.
Right.
And so, yeah, we're real pizza snobs. It's so hard for us to go out to eat pizza.
Yeah.
We make it a lot at home, though.
Okay. So, what's your favorite pizza?
Oh, veggie. We love veggie pizzas. We'll put every veggie in the world on a pizza with jalapenos and
tons of jalapenos.
Oh, wow.
And avocado. After it's cooked, we add avocado.
Oh, that sounds really cool.
And feta. We just keep putting stuff on there.
That sounds like a very Texas mix of vegetables for pizza. I'm not sure you'd get a lot of that, say, in New York or Seattle.
Probably not. We have commitment issues, so we just we're kind of equal opportunity with all the vegetables.
Oh, I love it.
So I want to know, I also read that you guys had other jobs between helping out with the pizza parlors and now being Junk Gypsies. What jobs or careers were you doing between all of that?
Well, we worked at the restaurants growing up, and then we both we met in a little bitty town with one flashing light. So it's just a little bitty town in northeast Texas.
And then when we graduated high school, we both went off to Texas A&M and went to college and got degrees. Amy's degree was in law, and then mine was in medicine. And so Amy, I'm not actually a lawyer.
Right. She was gearing towards law school.
I was on the pre-law track.
Right.
And she graduated first because she's older.
Yes, so you can think we heard that.
Okay, so I actually did not get a law degree. I was on the pre-law track, and then Jolie was on the pre-med track at A&M. But then we both left college. I went and worked at the Capitol in Austin in politics. Jolie went to teach school for a little while until she decided on what her definite plan of attack was. And then she ended up going back to college to get her master's degree in nutrition. And so basically we have no experience in the junk business before we got into the junk business. And I think I was saying also that Jolie's master's degree in nutrition is kind of why, hence the veggie pizza thing happens.
Well, I just have to say that just like the designs and all the photos that I'm seeing and your TV show and everything, that you guys have such a rich, eclectic background too, that you, like, it kind of, like, it makes sense to me in a way that, you know, how creative and how just rich and textural everything is that you create.
Well, thank you.
It really does make sense. Well, at least it makes sense to me.
Even though, like, we don't have a degree in junkology, we grew up just with a love of junk and being self-employed, because our parents, I mean, in the restaurants, they were always decorated just with recycled things from the flea market. And we helped renovate all of the old buildings that they were in. They were always in old downtown buildings, and we were a part of that process and as kids. And that was the way all the decor was. And our mom, we had been wearing thrift store clothes since the beginning. So I think we just, we didn't have a choice as far as whether we were going to love junk or not. We've always loved it.
Well, is there something that you guys are, like, scouting for right now, or, like, you have on your list of, I wish we could find this for a project that we're working on?
I wish we could find a giant 10-foot chandelier for our store.
Oh, me too.
Oh, really?
Like a huge 10 feet wide,
gargantuan, one of those kinds you see, like, in a Vegas casino or something.
Exactly. Because nothing says junk gypsy like gaudy.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Of all the stuff that you found over the years and all the projects that you've done, what's the strangest thing or the thing that you had, like, the least faith in that turned out to be just a home run?
That's a really good question.
Do you have one that, like, turned out to be a total dud? You were so hopeful, and it was like, wait, this doesn't work.
Oh, God. I'll take that. On one of the episodes, we built a desk, like a fold-down desk out of a tailgate. It turned out really, really cool, and like a cheap tailgate, and turned out to a really
like
cool desk.
An old, you know, kind of rusty, but really great color, old tailgate from the junkyard, basically. And on the top, we put a piece of plywood and chalkboard paint, and then, you know, where it would flip down, and the part on the wall, once it flipped down, we turned into a corkboard, and then it had a shelf above it. I mean, it's just the cutest, coolest, most functional thing, and really for any age, like, because it's for a little boy's room, but as Amy said, as we were installing it, she was like, hey, this could go to college and for tailgate parties in their house. So
oh, for serious?
It was a really cool DIY, I guess you would say.
I think my husband would probably like it, too, for his office.
You kidding?
Yeah, really, there was no age limit on that tailgate desk because it was really cool.
That sounds awesome.
I love it. I'm going to have to run outside and take the tailgate off my truck right now.
Well, so for everybody listening, you have to go to junkgypsyblog.com. Check them out on HGTV. Follow them on Twitter, Junk Gypsy, and we have to go to break.
We'll be back with more of my Fix It Up life. I'm a pretty big deal. Every time I hit a wiffle ball clear across the street, my kids all yell and scream like that's a superhuman feat. When I bring home the pizza, son, you ought to hear them squeal. Well, in my own backyard, I'm a pretty big.
You're back inside my Fix It Up Life, and we're at the end of the show. So if you have questions about today's show or a project at your home, send us a note at info@myfixituplife.com. We want to hear your questions, and we love to learn from you.
So follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, check out our pins on Pinterest, and watch our videos at YouTube.
Listen to more My Fix It Up Life shows on free apps for iPhone and Android or at iTunes and Blog Talk Radio.
And tune in next week for more My Fix It Up Life.
Brings me to my knees. Might be initials copy.